Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, big thanks to Nick Caserio for joining us on the show. Very generous with his time. We appreciate that as always. Your question about the tush push to him, Seth, has led a handful of people on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line to point out that the NFL, the report is that there are 16 teams that are willing to vote yes on banning the tush push.
I'm banning it, yeah.
Yeah, they need 24 if the people who want to ban it. You have to have 24 votes to change a rule. So they need eight more teams to flip.
Yeah.
The texters are saying, doesn't sound like the Texans are going to be one of those eight teams, if Nick Caserio has anything to say about it.
No, it is. That doesn't surprise me. I think that... not to dig too much into the New England history or anything, but there is an element of, man, it's, if there's nothing that's obviously more dangerous about it, and it's just you're playing football, if anything, it's a throwback to old school football in a lot of ways, then what's the harm in that if you're better at it, if a team is better at it, and because the Eagles are better at it, one of the things that angers me the most about it is that Mark Murphy, the Packers president, had said at one point that the play doesn't involve any skill. We're like, well, what the hell are you talking about? You're at the highest level of the sport, and there's a team that's better at it than everybody else. There's obviously skill involved in it, including the physical skill of the quarterback being strong as hell, the actual offensive line skill.
Yeah.
It feels like it's one of the dumbest things I've heard from a football executive in a long time, is to act like in any kind of competitive situation there's anything where there's no skill involved.
That's a total slap in the face.
He probably thinks that there's no skill in the shot put either.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, all you're doing is heaving a ball. There's no skill involved in that. Well, yeah, you stop it, you dullard.
It's a slap in the face to the other 10 guys on the field with Jalen Hurts. You know, is there a lot of fine motor skill involved with it? No. You know, a lot of hand-eye coordination? No. But there is a lot of doing stuff that not a lot of other human beings are capable of doing.
Like, does it shock anybody that the team that has a quarterback who's probably got the strongest legs at that position in the NFL and an offensive line that has been one of the best offensive lines in the league consistently year after year with a really good offensive line coach, that they're good at that? And that, yeah, it involves a certain amount of individual skill to do that.
That's the big thing. If it's something every team could do well and get a first down, and you don't like the aesthetics of it, because the league does that all the time. You know, like, oh, look, by and large, scoring is down, so we're going to make a rule that encourages more offense among the 32 teams.
Yeah.
If it was something, but the fact of the matter is, there are numbers out there that show how poor teams are at executing QB sneaks in general, short yardage plays in general, and specifically that play. Buffalo proved in the playoffs against Kansas City there is a way to stop the tush push.
Yeah,
they stopped it four times in that game or whatever it was. You know,
and that was a team, that Chiefs defense. I mean, the week before, the Texans had kind of, in the second half there, the offensive line, when they were running the ball, the Texans' offensive line was getting really good movement against that Chiefs defensive
line. They were, yep.
It was actually one of the more encouraging things of an otherwise dismal day.
We had a few people on the text page, the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line, Seth, texting us during our conversation with Nick to ask if he knows who CJ's agent is. that's an homage.
So that's a reference for those of you who don't know. Yeah,
Jerry Jones
claims that he doesn't know David Mulligetta's name.
Yeah,
the agent for Micah Parsons, and that as a GM of an NFL team, he thinks that's just fine. That's the way the Cowboys are operating.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the next segment. We've got a few owners that are a little sideways right now with the way they're doing business. So yeah, Nick Caserio just joined us on the show. We asked him about the offensive line, and we did not get any quotes that would indicate toxicity in the offensive line room. You know, it sounds like
He didn't. I mean,
the big thing that I came away with on the offensive line talk, Seth, is that Nick's contention is they weren't seeking out to trade Laremy Tunsil. Like, they didn't put Laremy Tunsil on eBay and take a bunch of offers. That this was a very specific thing where Washington had a need. They may not have even initiated it with Washington, but this wasn't a situation where they were actively shopping Laremy Tunsil, according to Nick.
Yeah, and that's what I guess I should have asked a follow-up on that, is exactly who initiated it, but Nick doesn't usually give an answer to something as specific as that.
Right.
I don't know how actively they were shopping him or not, but it was something that made a lot of sense, and it didn't seem like they thought it doesn't sound like there was a lot of hand-wringing about
it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
Yeah, I know. I still feel like you don't see good teams, and the Texans are a good team, necessarily do what they're doing with their offensive line in an offseason like this.
The biggest thing about Tunsil at this point is that he's now on his third team. I mean, there's some guys get traded, and offensive tackles, when they're slam dunk, hey, don't let go of this guy because that's such an important position. Two teams now have said, like, you know what? We'll just go ahead and let him go. The Dolphins got a hell of a trade compensation for Laremy Tunsil. The Texans got fair compensation. But it's like when guys start getting traded regularly, there's smoke there, and you wonder, all right, why exactly? He's not the ideal. He's not the kind of guy that 100% we're never going to let go of him.
Yeah, and to be clear, I like what they're doing. You know, I don't think they're done yet. I think they're going to draft an offensive lineman or two, but I am totally for what they're doing. The day that Laremy Tunsil trade popped up on my TV screen, I needed to see what the draft capital was. I didn't want them just dumping Laremy Tunsil, and they didn't. They got a second and a third and a fourth and a seventh for Laremy and a fourth. That's decent draft capital back. My gut reaction when I saw that trade was, okay, now the Texans can finally start implementing the attitude in that room that we've seen really throughout certainly the defense, and I would say the rest of the team for the most part.
You know, the one thing I was interested in the discussion about Trent Brown. I asked Caserio about Trent Brown's patellar tendon tear. And Nick said, you know, there's a lot of testing they do just to figure out whether, you know, what the strength difference is for between the two legs, the healthy leg and the injured leg and all that, to see whether a guy can come back. And the pertinent part of that as it relates to the draft is that Josh Simmons, the offensive tackle from Ohio State, also tore his patellar tendon last year. And I guess my big question would still be, all right, when you have Trent Brown in the building, you can run all kinds of medical tests and then monitor him afterwards and really get a feel for just where he is after you sign him to the contract. With the draft prospects, I don't think the testing is going to be as extensive. Now, maybe it will be, and maybe Trent Brown will open up everything to the teams about just exactly where he is. But I think it's a lot harder to get a good feel for a guy coming off of patellar tendon tear when he's not in the building for a long duration of time. So I just really lean against drafting a guy who's got a patellar tendon tear in the first round. I just don't know if that's the project I want.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What was your reaction when he said that there are 30 guys in the building working out now and the offseason program hasn't started yet? What did you see when you were a player in terms of guys being in the building during the offseason?
I don't know. Well, the offseason program used to start earlier.
Okay.
So I'm along the lines of like, well, yeah, that's how it should be. But it's not like that at a lot of places. So it's a good sign.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good sign.
Yeah.
I guess I'm more geared towards like, how come not everybody is in there? Like, who are the guys that aren't?
Yeah. Cause I mean, you got 56.
I don't know. Guys. I don't know. Okay. They had 30 guys. They're going to win a championship this year. It's cool. It's a good sign.
I was just wondering if that number, if that number resonated with you at all compared to what you'd seen as a player, or maybe you were in a different era when that didn't matter as much or whatever the case may be. I don't know. Yeah.
No, it's good. I mean, it's easier in the southern city. It's easier in the southern teams to get more guys.
Where guys are living there.
Houston's a city where a lot of ex-NFL players end up settling down and everything. It's a lot harder to get 30 guys in Minnesota or some of those other places.
He kind of mentioned that. He said, yeah, a lot of guys live in town here, so that, he did mention that.
I mean, no, it's a good sign. It's good to see and hear. I'd attach a lot more significance to there's only three guys working out.
Yeah.
Then I'd be nervous about that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I guess you know what it is? I guess it's not a surprise to me just because I think they've done a pretty good job of trying to get guys who are kind of football nerdy
that do
about
that.
Things.
Yeah.
Like guys that are just kind of obsessed with it.
Yeah. Do y'all think if the Texans' plan on offense totally backfires with the offensive line, that it'll hurt our chances to re-sign C.J. Stroud from him maybe not having faith in the defense first process that the Texans, it would be perceived as a defense first process that they have.
Oh yeah. Well, we still don't know exactly what the plan is at offensive line.
Right.
I think there's the draft has not yet occurred, and the trade window is open. For 6 more months until the season begins. So, I guess backfiring is an interesting word because. Are they going to be worse than last year? Highly unlikely. You could try to be worse than last year, and it's highly unlikely.
Well, backfiring the chances of getting CJ to sign an extension, they're saying.
Backfiring the chance. Yeah.
It could.
Yeah.
His agent has requested a trade for a quarterback with the Texans before.
If CJ stands back there and gets shellacked constantly at the highest rate in the league again this year, then he might be a little less. Very potential. Yeah, could.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Top of the hour, we'll be joined by Brendan Haywood, former NBA center, CBS college basketball analyst. We'll talk about the Final Four. Cougs, we're a couple days away from the Cougs in San Antonio for the Final Four. Up next, examples of owner incompetence around the league have been abounding in the last 24 to 48 hours. How bad are these? We've got three of them coming up next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.